Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you gave your only begotten Son to be our Savior. Through his humbling and his obedience to even death on the cross, you gave him the name above every name, so at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. May the power of the name of Jesus break into our hearts and into our lives with the full reality of the grace he brings. Draw us to bow down before him and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We pray in the Son's saving name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. A new year is before you, and also a new life can be before you. The things of the past, the things of 2016 are behind, and the things to come of 2017, they're ahead. What will it be for you? New life in the new year? For that new life to be yours, you will have to leave your old life behind. Think about it. All the wonder and possibility. A new life can be yours. And this is how. Bow your knee before Jesus and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You may ask, why should I humble myself before him? Why should I bend my knee before him and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? Why him and not another? What sets Jesus apart from all others? And why the name of Jesus? Why the name of Jesus? A name. Those of you who have had the opportunity to name a newborn, I invite you to reminisce about the feelings you had when talking over the names for that newborn child, talking it over with your husband, your wife, your friends, whoever. And as the day came closer for that child to be born, and this is before the days of ultrasound, not knowing the sex of the child, whether male or female, baby boy or baby girl, recall the selecting a name for a boy and also for a girl to be ready for that day of birth. For me and my wife, it was going to the library and getting big books of baby names. Did any of you do that? Get the books of baby names and start flipping through the countless number of pages and stopping every once in a while to read the meaning of the name and the origin of the name and then saying the name out loud with your last name and does it flow? And then jotting down the names on a piece of paper for thinking over some more. And Heather and I were ever so mindful of what nicknames can be made from names. They can be creative. Kids can be very creative. So we were thinking, what can you do? And we were selecting names that really couldn't be changed into nicknames. And then we did internet searches for the popularity of names. So my wife and I, we were looking for a name that could not be turned into a nickname. That would sound beautiful. Not too common. And just be sweet to the ear when all said together. Now, since we didn't know if we were having a boy or a girl, we chose a name for a daughter, a name for a son. We did not share the list with anyone. We just kept it between ourselves because we didn't want to have to deal with any comments. Why that name? And so forth. So we just kept the names to ourselves, and our firstborn was a daughter, and we gave her her name. The list of boys' names was set aside and not shared with anyone. 5 years later, we began the name choosing again, beginning with the list that we had before. And as with our first child, each time we went to the doctor for prenatal checkups, we reminded them, we don't want to know the sex of the child. We're waiting for that special moment when the child arrives and the doctor says, you have a boy, a son, or you have a daughter, a girl. Our second was a girl, as you know, and again, the boys' names, they were, that list was set aside and, again, not shared with anyone. But the power to name a newborn, such a privilege, such a responsibility, a name to set this one child apart from all others, a name to be known as for all his or all of her life. Choose well. It's immense responsibility. It's an enormous honor to name a child. Zechariah, he was told by an angel of the Lord, your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. Zechariah questioned the angel, how can I be sure of this? He was old, his wife was old, she was barren. Luke chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. The angel answered, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent, not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time. Zechariah was silent without voice for months after that moment. Elizabeth gave birth at the proper time came to a son in her old age, just as the angel said. On the eighth day, the day Torah commands, a sign of the covenant be given to the boy. The men were going to name the boy after his father, Zechariah. But Elizabeth spoke up. No! He is to be called John. Why? There is no relative of yours who has that name. So turning to Zechariah, what will his name be? Asking for a tablet, Zechariah writes, his name is John. Immediately, Zechariah could speak and began praising God, and all wondered what this will be. Zechariah and Elizabeth were given the name by God to name their child, for he was to go before the Son of God to prepare the way. Mary and Joseph were given the name by God to give to the child to be born of Mary, a very specific name for an even more specific reason. He will save his people. On the eighth day, the sign of the covenant, the name of Jesus was given to the child of Mary. Luke chapter 2, verses 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. This name was given before he had been conceived. The name was given by God. Let that truth penetrate into your thoughts and into your mind and into your heart. The name was given before conceived and given by God, who would by his own power overshadow Mary and bring about Mary conceiving a child, a son, the only begotten Son of the Most High God. And this name, the name for this one and only begotten Son would be Jesus. Jesus. Let's look at that name, Jesus. Jesus is the English form of the Greek word Jesus, the Greek name Jesus. Jesus was used to translate the name Joshua from the Hebrew. Joshua, which is Hebrew for Yeshua, shortened from Yehoshua. So Joshua is Yeshua, and Yeshua is shortened from the name Yehoshua. Yehoshua is formed from two words in the Hebrew. The first half of the name Yehoshua, really listen to this. The first half is the name God revealed to Moses at the burning bush. The first half of Yehoshua. The second half, Yasha, a verb which means to save, to deliver. Yehoshua means God saves. Yehoshua means God delivers. Before this baby was even conceived in Mary, the name given was God saves. God delivers. Yehoshua or Yeshua. The little baby boy was given the name. By God, God saves. The living God could not be more clear who this baby was and what this baby would grow up to do. Joseph was told very clearly, you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. The name is to identify with I always have a problem with that word. Let's try it again. Specificity. There we go. The name is to identify with specificity whom you are referring to and who you're calling upon. Making clear who is the person you're speaking about or speaking to. The name of Jesus is the only name in all human history that can truly save you from your sins. Apostles Peter and John, they were before the Sanhedrin after the crippled man was healed. They were questioned by the Sanhedrin, by what power or what name did you do this? Peter answered, filled with the Holy Spirit, the scripture says. Peter answered, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. And they go on to say, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. That's Acts chapter 4, verses 10 and 12. Remember a little before, the crippled beggar begging for alms and anything, and Peter says to the crippled man, Acts chapter 3, verse 6, Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have, I give you. And listen carefully. Peter went on. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. The name. Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. A little quiz for you this morning. Here are some famous names that have been changed. And imagine their birth names if they were up on the marquees, you know, those grand old marquees in huge letters. I'm going to start with an easy one, see if you can get it. I'm going to say their birth name, and you can chime in with their stage name or their professional name or the name they're really known by. Here's the easy one. Leslie Towns Hope. Bob Hope, right. Okay, here's a hard one. Natalia Nikolaeva Sekharenko. Natalia Nikolaeva Sekharenko. Who? Natalie Wood. Could you imagine that? Big, long. How about this one? Alfonso D'Ambrosio. Alfonso D'Ambrosio. Alan Alda. Here's another one. Maurice Micklewhite. Maurice Micklewhite. Michael Caine. Lucille LeSueur. No, but good, close. Joan Crawford. Here's another good one. Isur Danilovich Dembski. Isur Danilovich Dembski. Kirk Douglas. He just turned 100. Francis Gum. Francis Gum! Julie Garland, right. Okay, if you get this one, I'll be totally amazed. Krishna Punda Banji. Krishna Punda Banji. Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley. And okay, an easy one for you. Harry Lillis Crosby. Bing Crosby. So their names, they names are different. Could you imagine if they would become the people they were with their birth names? We know them by the names they chose. For the Hebrew people, names hold significance. A name is connected to who you are. Your name connects to your soul. The giving of a name to a child was momentous, for there is the feeling of being prophetic. Yes, of being prophetic, present. That feeling is present, which will come about as the child lives up to, grows into, and lives out the name given to them. Names were changed by God to signify life changes. Abram became Abraham. Sarai became Sarah. Jacob became Israel. Simon became Peter. Names are more than distinguishing one from another. Names more than identify. Names define the person. Consider that our names will outlive us. It is your name that is engraved in the stone. And we recall the person and the sum total of his or her life by recalling his or her name. Names. On the eighth day, according to the law of Moses, the boy received the sign of the covenant, circumcision, and that covenant was with God, and he was given the name Jesus. After the time of purification, 40 days after Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to the temple to present Jesus and fulfill the law of Moses. They offered the sacrifice according to the law, and they were met by Simeon and Anna. Simeon, speaking to the Lord God, "My eyes have seen your salvation." Anna spoke about the child to all the people around her who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Simeon and Anna together were speaking about salvation and redemption. God saves, God delivers, His name is Jesus, which means God saves. God delivers. Could not be more clear who this child is and what this child would do. In Jesus, you can have a new life. In Jesus, your tomorrow can be so much better than your yesterday. In Jesus, there is forgiveness. In Jesus, there is mercy. In Jesus, there is grace. In Jesus, there is love. And there is only one Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. For Jesus is what His name is, God saves. For Jesus is the only crucified and risen Lord. He is the Christ. He is the Christ. Crucified and risen, that what he was born to be, his name shows that to you. His name shows who he is and what he has done. God saves. All this is for you. How can forgiveness, mercy, grace, and love from Christ be yours? Call upon him by calling upon his name. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. Wow. Everyone. But you have to call on the name of the Lord. So begin the new year with a new life in Jesus Christ. Call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Bow your knee at the name of Jesus and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. All to the glory of the Father. And you will live eternally because your sin has been completely forgiven, the debt completely paid, because God truly saves. Yehoshua, Yahshua, Jesus. And he was given the name Jesus. God saves. Amen.